You see, the Global Information Network is not one of those things. It's not one of those things. And after you share the program, you may have someone say that. Is this one of those things? Is it one of those networking things? Is it one of those multi-level things? Is it one of those pyramid things? By you understanding the facts, you'll very easily overcome those objections. And these are facts, everyone. And again, please don't be offended in any way when people say things like that to you. They've either had a bad experience in another company, maybe they've dabbled in networking before or a multi-level marketing company, maybe they've heard something negative, or they truly don't understand how it works and what has to be in place for success. They just don't understand. And oftentimes in this industry, people have a negative connotation, but it's not based on facts. They do not understand that this vehicle creates multi-millionaires faster than any other industry. But you have to be in the right vehicle. And if you understand the facts, and if people who have joined network marketing companies, multi-level marketing companies, understood the facts, quite frankly, they wouldn't have joined most of them. All these companies that have failed throughout the years, and most of them do, all these companies that have failed, if people knew what I'm going to share with you on this CD, they never would have joined. If they knew the facts, they never would have joined. Well, conversely, the facts work to our advantage because we've got something in place here based on fact that is real, it's true, and it's good. It can change lives, and it can make people a fortune. We have what is necessary for your prospect and you to be successful. We have it, and we have it in place right now. And that's why we welcome those statements. That's why we welcome, is it one of those networking things? Is it one of those multi-level things? Is it one of those pyramid things? Is it one of those things? We welcome those type of statements and questions and objections because what it does, it allows us to separate ourselves from the rest of the pack. And once you understand the facts and you can explain them very, very clearly, with a high belief level, what you'll find is people will be attracted to you and attracted to this business opportunity. There are five things that a successful affiliate network marketing or multi-level marketing program must have in place. And you'll want to write these down. And if they don't have all of these in place synergistically at the same time, it will not succeed. So we're going to share with you the elements of why these companies fail. Once we go through this, you'll be able to identify. Maybe you've been in a network marketing company before that failed you. You'll be able to identify exactly why that company didn't work for you, period. Here are the facts. Thousands of companies start off in this industry and almost 90% fail in the first 2 years. Thousands and thousands of companies have started. Remember, this industry has been around for over 50 years. Thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of companies have started. And almost 90% of them fail in the first 2 years. Now, there are multiple reasons why they fail. They're undercapitalized. They don't have any experience in the industry. Here's a fact. Most people that start programs of this nature, they've never been successful building an organization. It's someone who has an idea who thinks that this vehicle will work to market the product, but they have no success. So again, there's multiple reasons why they fail. I'm not going to get into every reason, but I'm just going to give you the statistics, the facts. Almost 90% of them fail in the first 2 years. Only a few make it 5 years or more. And if you really think about it, how many companies do you know? How many companies are branded in this industry? Companies like Amway and Shaklee, Mary Kay, Nu Skin, Herbalife. There's only a few of them that really have been around a long time that are branded. So only a few make it 5 years or more. And you can count literally on your fingers companies that started 10 years ago or over 10 years ago and are still around today. They're still in business today.